Hi guys, Max of the Accidental Engineer here. Today we're joined by Kyle Feely, Director of User Experience at EverQuote in Boston. Do you mind introducing yourself real quick, Kyle?
Hi. As Max said, I'm the Director of User Experience at EverQuote. I've been doing UX and front-end development for the 8 or 9 years, and then graphic design and brand development for almost 15 years.
So the topics that we were going to talk about today are tech conferences and the value to your career and networking and et cetera of going to conferences. So the first question I wanted to ask Kyle was, what do you get out of attending conferences?
Sure. I mean, I think it depends kind of on where I've been in my career and the kind of conferences that I've attended. I definitely always go to learn new stuff kind of in an isolated setting. I think that learning on your own is really great, but it can be, you can get really distracted very easily. And, learning on your own after hours, like after you're done on a work day, means that you get like an hour or two of maybe focus time. Whereas with a conference, you're focusing obviously on one topic over the course of a few days, you know, broken down into subtopics. So concentrated kind of study time is a huge part of that. The other thing is that people talking in conferences are usually talking about things that are pretty cutting edge and stuff that's like just coming out or just happening. And so it's kind of a good way to just keep abreast of things that are going on. And so when I was earlier in my career, that was kind of the main focus of them. But now that I'm a director and I do a lot more managerial stuff and I don't code on a day-to-day basis, I think it's especially great for me because I'm getting exposed to a lot of stuff that my employees are getting to maybe work with on a daily basis that I don't. So now that I'm an old fart manager, that I can actually learn something or spend some time in the code now. Yeah.
Are there any concrete examples you can point to of getting a job by attending a conference or finding new employees by attending a conference or landing new customers or partnerships through having attended a conference?
Sure. I mean, I guess I personally haven't gotten, oh, that's actually not true. I was there when I went to a WordPress developer conference when I was in Los Angeles a couple times over the course of a couple of years. And one of the speakers there, I really enjoyed his talk, and I went to go like hit him up after the conference because I knew he was a hiring manager, or he was a business owner and that did a lot of hiring for WordPress theme developers. But he was super busy, so I couldn't really get through. And I just sent him an email like a day or so later, just being like, "Hey, I was really, you know, excited about your talk and thought you did a great job." And then he hit me up like a couple months later about, you know, "Oh, I saw your portfolio. You're really great. You should apply with us." Except he didn't do it soon enough because I ended up getting hired off by another company like in that time. But like the fact that he was interested, I mean, you know, conferences are a great opportunity for networking. And just because you don't get a chance to network with that person at the conference doesn't mean you also can't reach out. And then you have a point of reference, and so I mean, I think that there's like a whole community that kind of revolves around any given conference. And it's just a great networking opportunity all around.
So as a manager, what types of conferences do you recommend your team members attend to get the most out of their experience?
So we primarily focus on front-end development and UX design. So this last year I took my team to an Event Apart conference here in Boston, and that's a traveling conference that has multiple locations, and we went, I think, before, like 3 years ago or so. So I mean, the reason that I like that specific conference is that it covers a lot of topics throughout front-end development and user experience design. So I can bring both my developers and my designers to that conference, and they're both going to get something out of it that's more related to their field, or just exposing them to another facet of the field that they're not as related with. So I think like something that kind of covers the gamut of what your interest is, but also fills it in with stuff you're maybe not 100% aware of. I'm kind of a beginner when it comes to React. And so I decided to sign up for a React conference here in Boston in September. And so, I'm exposing myself to something that I'm not even that comfortable with, but I think it's just like, might be a really great learning opportunity just to like steep yourself in a community that maybe you want to be closer to that you're not part of currently. So I guess like, to sum it up, like learning things that you're already good at and kind of refining those things. But I think also it's an opportunity to like go to conferences where you have no idea what's going on. And then hopefully you'll come out of there knowing at least something more. Yeah,
for sure. For sure. So for some of these folks that might be junior engineers with a manager like yourself, how do you recommend junior engineers approach their manager about taking the time off or having their employer fund their trip to a conference? Is there a certain approach that junior engineers should take in talking about that topic with their manager like yourself?
I think that the best approach you can take is to really get ahead of it and ask during the interview process with your former, like your future jobs, what their feelings are about conferences, how much money that they reimburse people for, whether they support people taking time off for conferences. So really getting ahead of it and making sure that the organization or business that you're applying for to start supports that and wants you to educate yourself further.
Besides heading it off at the pass and asking before you have the job,
yeah,
what value do you think junior engineers could speak to if they haven't already negotiated a reimbursement policy with their employer to convince their manager to let them go to a conference?
Sure. I think if you're able to talk about specific projects that you have coming up and are able to link that to talks maybe at a conference that you're interested in going to specifically, you can draw a line basically or dot a line between, you know, the value that could be in it with relating to the value for the business. And if you can't convince them of that like 100%, then offering to go 50-50 on things or maybe take an unpaid day off or, you know, just any of the sort of like normal tactics you take for trying to get some time off that maybe, you know, you're worried that you won't get. But besides that, I think really being able to outline specific value that you add to the company by going to the conference, even if maybe it's not like a direct comparison, but you can, you know, kind of correlate it together and really speak to that, I think is, you know, a good tactic. But again, I think the best thing you could do is just make sure the companies you're applying for really, really embrace that. And if they don't, then, you know, you can bring these things up in group retros and whatnot, because your fellow employees are probably wanting to go to conferences and learn more in formalized settings just as much as you are. So if you can also get other people involved and kind of rallying behind you and rallying behind that cause, I mean, you're going to be able to put a little bit of friendly pressure on your manager, like to help, you know, to get you to go. And then the other thing too is a big way that I sold taking, because I have a team of 11 people, I think 10 or 11 people, being able to sell my manager on taking such a large group was, oh, I did it in town. Like I got a Boston conference and we're here in Boston. You know, it's an easier sell than being like, we're going to go to Florida for like a week. So definitely local always works well too.
One common offering, or seems to be more common these days at conferences, is the tutorial, where there might be a multi-hour session with an instructor who provides a tutorial on a specific topic like React or Angular. Are these types of offerings valuable in your opinion? Is this something that you would be happy to advocate for on behalf of a junior engineer?
Yes and no. So we actually, this last event apart, had 2 days of talks and then 1 day of workshops. And the 1 day workshop, I think the theme was grid, like working with the new CSS grid spec. And I just didn't find that to be like deep enough of a talk to warrant spending the extra money for the extra day. So I think it really depends on the talk. If you're going to really learn a new skill and learn it deep and being able to see how it applies in multiple settings and you're just really going to be able to take time to focus and that's like personally exciting to you, then I think that it's totally worth doing. It's just like doing your own tutorial for a full day on a Saturday, right? Except like in the conference setting, you're going to have the opportunity to get feedback from instructors live. But it really just comes down to what the topic is and whether you're personally excited about that. I'm excited about CSS Grid, but I just wasn't going to like spend an entire day on it. For me, I was just like, okay, well, I'll get to this when I'm actually going to be able to use it. It wasn't something that I was going to take a Wednesday off to like go and spend 8 hours working.
One pro tip for the audience that may or may not already know this, but a lot of conferences upload video recordings of all of their talks, and not just their talks, but also their tutorials that we were just discussing. So if you guys are curious about the content that gets presented in tutorials, take a search around YouTube for the conference name space tutorial. You should see what that type of content looks like. But like you were mentioning, there's a lot of extra value in conferences beyond just the visual auditory experience. So Kyle, do you have a favorite conference yourself, personally?
I have to say that the Event Apart series is usually pretty good. I think that I could probably be good with just going to them every other year, though, because sometimes there is an overlap in covering some of the same topics on a year-to-year basis, and sometimes they'll use a lot of the same speakers that they've used in the past. So giving like a year between those sessions or 2 years between those sessions, I found is a good tactic. And kind of just circling around to different conferences. So I guess that's really what my answer is, right? Like I want to go to a bunch of different conferences and like get something different out of each of those, because they just have different strengths and weaknesses and each conference has its own focus and flavor. I think there's another one called CSS DevConf, and they had a sister conference that I think was on responsive design, and I did that. And actually that was an online conference. So that's actually a really great suggestion too. If you can't get away from your job to do, a conference in person, I've had people on my team do online conferences and just kind of like have it in the corner of their screen while they're working on other stuff. I know there's like just a bunch of those available at any time. Probably on any given week, there's some online dev conference you can attend.
One of the topics that our audience is very interested in knowing about is what types of tools and stacks actual employers are using. So do you mind sharing a little bit about what tools and stacks you guys use at EverQuote on your team of 11 or 12 or so?
Sure. So our stack is Ruby on Rails for the back end and that we use an MVC framework. We don't actually use a formal front end framework. We found that that wasn't exactly necessary for us. However, we've really started leveraging React, for components and for kind of single page web app features. So we've kind of been slowly integrating that into it. We're using ES6, which we, compile using Babel. We also use SAS for our CSS, and then we use a preprocessor HAML for our HTML. But besides that, it's just JavaScript, jQuery, and those kind of staples.
Right on. Another For the audience, one other place you guys might look to learn more about EverQuote's stack and what tools they use and are looking for in candidates is obviously their careers and jobs page at EverQuote.com.
Yep. We're almost always hiring.
So thanks for joining us, Kyle. That's a lot of extremely valuable wisdom and experience that you just shared with us. So hope to talk again with you soon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it, Max.